There's nothing quite like pulling a fresh vegetable out of the garden that you have nurtured and grown. Our township's reporter Holly Bailey dropped by a special garden in Waterville to speak with some young green thumbs.
So what kind of bean does someone at the market like to buy?
The little one and long, because they are just good. I want to eat one. Yeah.
C'est bon?
What? Yeah.
That's 13-year-old Laurent David enjoying a bean fresh picked from her own plot of vegetables. She's been part of a special gardening project for teenagers called Croque Delice. It's based on the grounds of Camp Valestri in Waterville. Holly set out on a warm, windy summer's day to visit with the kids who are hard at work as they prepared their vegetables for market. She spoke with Martine David, the director of the project, and as you'll hear, it turns out the teens are cultivating more than just produce.
Cocarium is a non-profit organization based in Waterville that aims at bringing children to develop food skills and mostly the pleasure of eating well through lots of experiences like gardening, taste awakening. So we really want to have the children have concrete experiences with food.
Hands-on in the dirt and in the action of growing food, it seems.
Yes, it is. Well, this project here is called Croque Delice, which was named by the teenagers working in this garden. So it's a garden, it's a young entrepreneur garden aimed for teenagers from 11 to 15 years old who have started the gardening in June and are going through the whole process of growing food, going to the market to sell it. So they learn full food skills, but they also learn entrepreneurial skills and the sense of responsibility. So they really have fun. And it's really beautiful to see them going through the whole cycle of growing food.
And what has the response been so far? Like feedback from parents and kids? What are you hearing?
Well, they're just enthusiastic about it. They are excited about seeing their food grow and also to sell it at the market. It's interesting to hear them talking with the customer and explaining their project. What impresses me the most is the hard work of these kids and their enthusiasm. Yeah, that's the major, for me, the major part of it.
Okay, and what happens with the money that you guys raise from your sales of this awesome produce?
Well, the money is going to these young people because it's kind of a summer little job because they don't, you know, they won't make lots of money out of it. They will mostly make a lot of learning from it, but all the money goes to them.
So they actually get to make a profit here.
Yeah, they do make a small profit.
That's great. Okay, let's go talk to some kids.
Great.
So tell me your name and how old you are.
I'm Charlotte, and I'm 13 years old. I'm Laurent, and I'm 13 years old, too.
What have you learned from this project?
How to
how to cultivate?
Yeah, the legumes, and it's really cool. Yeah, and we sell at the market too.
Do you like dealing with the public, people who are coming to buy your stuff?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so we like it.
So you come here a few times a week. You're taking part of your beautiful summer vacation to come and work. Why did you choose to do that?
Because I just like it, too.
What do you like about it? Is it the dirt, the bugs, the weeding?
No. I like to cultivate it and to see the legume grow.
To see it grow, yeah, from a little seed to a beautiful plant.
Yes. I like to come to arrose and
to water it?
Yeah. And harvest the vegetables and at the future les vendre.
Okay, so you like to harvest your stuff and then sell it.
Yes.
And we've got one other guy here, Timothy. How old are you?
13.
And what do you like best about taking part in this project and gardening?
Just like coming here and working in the dirt and just picking stuff, planting. It's really cool seeing the transformation of your garden from seed to plant. It's really cool.
It must be satisfying to see what you can actually make.
Yes, it is. Because it's not every day that you can see this happening, so it's really cool.
And so have you sold some of your vegetables yet?
Yes, I've done 2 markets, yeah. And I've sold a lot, yeah.
Can I ask how much money you've made for yourself?
I think $30, yeah.
Are you saving up for something special?
No, I'm not.
Did you spend it already, Timothy?
No, I didn't.
Good, we're cultivating a little bank account.
Yeah.
Okay, can you take me through your garden here, Timothy, and tell me what you've got?
We have beans here. Yeah. And these are the big beans, so they really go tall.
Yeah, they're up to your waist.
Basil. It's not as big as it was because I cut some.
Okay, let's see. We got purple basil and...
That's like purple and green.
Okay.
And here we have other beans. It's just they're smaller. So, yeah.
Okay, looking good.
Here we have a chamomile. Just here. It's not big, but it's still productive. Here we have zucchinis.
Yeah, look at all these nice orange and yellow flowers on there.
Yep.
And this is up to our waist. This is pretty...
Yeah, it's really big.
Pretty luscious here.
We have a small cucumber.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Looking good.
We have tomatoes here.
Oh, one little red one there.
Yep. The big ones are here. But they're just not red. They're just not ready.
What kind of tomatoes have you planted here? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
The good kind.
Yeah. I don't have lettuce anymore because it's all sold. But I have white onions.
Yeah, those look like onions.
Yeah, so we have some there. And we have flowers that we can eat over there.
Look at these. Edible flowers here. What do you have?
We have here pensées.
Okay, pansies.
Pansies. And I think it's... what is it? Capucin, yeah. Yeah, I think those are the red ones, and the white ones are the pansy. Yeah.
Very nice. Well done, Timothy. Bravo.
Thank you.
The geese are enjoying the garden, too. Those were the voices of the teenage gardeners, Timothy Ryan, Laurent David, Charlotte Christin, and for the program director, Martin David of Croque d'Hélice. They spoke with our township's reporter, Holly Bailey. There are 15 young people participating in the community garden, funded through local and provincial programs. They're going to continue selling their produce at local markets. They plan to set up shop at Lennoxville and North Hatley's markets over the next couple of weeks. If you'd like more information about the project or about where you might find the produce, points of purchase, you can call 819-340-1960, 819-340-1960, or you can send a message, an email to info@crocarium.ca, crocarium.ca, so crocuarium.ca. We'll put all of those links and the phone number on the Facebook page in case you didn't have a pen to jot them down.